The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear the threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come up. Just want to come on up. Good morning. Oof, we still asleep? A little bit? Good morning. Oh, good morning. Have any of you ever said, "I'm sorry" to somebody? Yeah? Why have you said, "I'm sorry"? Because you hurt somebody's feelings? Lily, why do you think you said, do you want to share why you've had to say, "I'm sorry" before? If you don't want to, that's okay. Okay. I think all of us in our lives have had to say, "I'm sorry." And "I'm sorry" is part of that word, repent, that you hear in our gospel text. Because to repent, part of that is to say to God, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help me do better. To help me not make this mistake or do this wrong thing again." And so think about that. Maybe the next time you get into this situation where you have to say, "I'm sorry," that this feeling that you're having is part of living into your faith of being repentant for that thing that you've done that might have hurt someone else. Let us pray. So pray with me. Dear God, thank you for your Son. And thank you for the Holy Spirit that's with us when we say, "I'm sorry." Amen. Go in peace. All right, so first things first. So from now on, whenever I get the inkling that I'm going to sing anything, I'm going to do this, and that's going to call the bullpen in, and that means Julie has to come up and sing the Kyrie or anything else like that. Because that was fantastic, thank you. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. All right, so I already want your brain to get ready to have a conversation with someone next to you. It's very un-Lutheran, and we're doing it. I have 8 to 12 minutes to do what I might call a master's class in discipleship in talking about repentance. So what does it mean to repent? So we hear in our gospel text, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. So to repent is to feel or express sincere regret or remorse about one's wrongdoing or sin. Part of that is a view or think of an action or omission with deep regret or remorse. For Christians, we go a little bit deeper and say, to truly repent is a turning of ourselves away from something, an action or an omission, with the work of the Holy Spirit. And so, the discipleship part. Being disciples of Christ means that we work together, that we're together in this faith that we live. So turn to the person next to you. If you don't have someone next to you, find someone else who doesn't have somebody next to you. If you don't know that person's name, share your name with that person and share something with them, and you can delve as deep into your heart as you wish. I know I can see some of the Scandinavians in here cringing right now. So delve as deep into your heart as you wish and share something that you are repentant of. Take about a minute, a piece, to share that. Remember, an action or an omission, meaning something you didn't do that you would think that you are called to. We're going to build disciples in this place, and if we can't do it with us, it's going to be hard to pull other people in. So go, have that conversation. I'm going to go over to, okay, so find some people. We'll go there. You two want to go? I'll go over here with Bob. Okay. So what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to turn my mic off, or you can turn it down so that Bob doesn't have to share. All right, let's bring everybody back in. Oh no, there's more. I've got at least 4 more minutes. And so, this is only part of that process of repenting or repentance, I think, in discipleship, where we sit and we have conversations with one another, caring for one another, and hearing where people might be broken in action or omission in their faith. The other part is this. What does it mean for us that heaven has come near, that Jesus has come near? I think this is the other part of discipleship that we are called into. Turn to page 118 in your handy-dandy hymnals. And so the person who was with you shared something that they were repentant about. Here's the great thing that a lot of, I think, Lutherans forget about. The left-hand column on this page is set up for somebody like me or Randy to proclaim forgiveness to an individual or a congregation. We often forget the right-hand column, which is wide open for anybody in this room. And that, like Randy opened up with, this priesthood of all believers, we are all called into this faith together to build up one another, to hear those words of repentance and to grant forgiveness. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go back to the person you were just with. The places where it's plural, just put in the word you and read these words of forgiveness. Make that sign of the cross for that person and give this word of forgiveness to them. Go. So what's next? Make this a practice in your life. That's right. Here's the challenge. That you have been taught the simple task of hearing a person who is with you about something that is paining them, about something they want to repent for, and you have been shown how to grant them God's love and forgiveness in this world. Here and now, the kingdom of heaven has come. come near. It's you. It's you. The kingdom of heaven has come near. It is you. You have been given the ability, the power, the strength to be the kingdom of heaven in the life of that person who you are with in that moment. Be near to them. Hear their words of repentance and give them those words, those sweet words of forgiveness that Christ first gave to us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Trust me, you're still Lutheran. It's okay.